Hey there, fellow travel lovers, and welcome to Wanderlust at 35 Plus, the podcast that explores travel during our peak season of life. I'm your host, Stephanie Ritz, an entrepreneur and full-time traveler, and I'll be your guide on this incredible adventure. If you're at a point in life where you're craving more excitement, exploration, and unforgettable moments, you're in the right place, my friend. This is your ticket to discovering the world and redefining what it means to live life to the fullest. In each episode, I'll share practical tips for making travel a lifestyle and take you behind the scenes of travel life as I share the ups and downs of life abroad. So whether you're a seasoned traveler looking for fresh inspo or just starting to dream of making travel a lifestyle, Wanderlust at 35 Plus is your compass to a life well-traveled and filled with adventure, and maybe even a little shenanigans. Let's go. Hey, hey, travel friend. I've got 99 problems, but underpacking ain't one. Actually, that's not true. I'm living my best travel life. I don't have 99 problems, but I'm a 90s kid, so we take that line when we can. Spoiler alert, though, for this digital nomad episode, I am actually a notorious overpacker, but I'm getting better. After 3 years of full-time travel around the world, I am now much more aware of what must come with me and what I can leave behind. So let's get into it for those of you who are going to be taking extended travel. Before we dive in, it's important to note that my requirements may be a bit different than yours. So let me give you some background on the variety of travel needs I need, and then you can take note of what applies for you. Generally, when I pack, I'm preparing for about 6 months of travel, which generally means I'll be in at least a couple of different climates. I'm single, an adventure lover, and a metropolitan girl. I am also a gym goer, I'm an entrepreneur, and comfort is key. This translates to needing everyday clothes, date night clothes, outdoor clothes, on the town clothes, gym clothes, business equipment and brand appropriate attire, and things that feel comfortable. And I need options, which means shoes, handbags, hats, accessories, etc. Now you understand why the overpacking is an issue. And if you can relate to some of this, I've got tips coming. I'm going to break this down by category and also say that this is why I prefer to be in Airbnbs with access to a washer and dryer. If I couldn't wash my clothes every week, forget about it. I'd need a travel assistant just for my luggage. So my first packing tip is that I try to color coordinate a lot of my wardrobe so that bags, hats, jewelry, shoes, all of that can be used across outfits. So when you see me on Instagram, you see a lot of black because I can zhuzh it up with a variety of accessories and I only have to have one pair of heels and they're black. Depending on the seasons I'm heading into, I'll generally go with layers as opposed to bulky sweaters or hoodies, but you'll almost always see me wearing a hoodie at some point. Some people love tees, others tanks. Whenever the weather permits, this posh girl is in a hoodie. This is my comfort clothes, and you'll see the same one in all of my pics because as much as I love them, there just isn't any room for them. Layering is also really helpful because I can coordinate a lot of different types of outfits with the same pieces. And because I'm packing so many shoes, which I'm going to get into, I use every ounce of space by packing in socks or toiletries in baggies, and I tuck them into my shoes to save more space. Speaking of shoes, I learned the hard way that simply buying new shoes isn't always an option. I'm generally a US size 9 in women's shoes. And when I was in Thailand, I couldn't find any shoes over a size 8 for the longest time. Billabong saved the day, but it was a whole issue when my flip-flops broke and I needed to replace them. So I don't take any chances with my shoes. And this is the hardest thing for me because depending on where I'm going, I usually have gym shoes, hiking shoes, heels, sandals, flats, flip-flops, and sometimes a pair of boots. Listen, it is what it is. I use packing cubes, and I honestly don't know if they save me much space, but they do keep me organized. If I know I'm not going to need warm weather clothes for my next destination, I can pack them tightly into a cube and then just leave them in the suitcase after I arrive. When I'm deciding what to pack, I use a 3-week guideline. I'd like to have 3 weeks of clothes, with at least one of those weeks being versatile enough for 2 seasons, which means having enough options for 2 weeks in any given climate. I only need a couple of quote-unquote work clothes, and gym clothes I have at least a week's worth because you can't rewear those. I generally only pack 2 pairs of jeans, which I can wear a couple of times before I wash them. And I try to pack a lot of dresses because it's a whole outfit in one and saves so much room. Some of my gym clothes can actually double as pajamas, like cotton tanks or shorts, so I usually have 2 sets of pajamas. I overpack on the undergarments because when I'm in hot, hot climates, staying fresh is essential. And for those hot climates, I also have 2 bathing suits and a cover-up. And because I'm all about the comfy, I also pack my silk robe. It doesn't take much room, and it makes me feel happy. And if you've been keeping track, you'll see that I've already got quite the packing list. But this is what feels comfortable for me for such long-term travel, and to cover all the activities of my daily life. I also mentioned that I'm an entrepreneur, and clearly I have a podcast. This means I'm also bringing along my laptop, voltage converters, which I also pack 2 just in case one burns out, a microphone, and some additional small equipment. In episode 7, I talked about how important keeping a balanced diet was to me as well, so you know I also pack a travel blender. It's not massive, but it's just another thing in my luggage. Now let's talk hair care. I have bizarre hair, truly. I grew up looking like Little Orphan Annie with tight, frizzy little curls. Today, my hair has multiple personality disorder. It literally dries very curly from the root through the first few inches and then goes poker straight, leaving hairdressers around the world baffled. I struggle with wearing it curly or straight, and in certain climates, it's a whole shit show. So I literally have 3 hair accessories that I travel with, including the cutest little Baby Bliss hair dryer you've ever seen, the Perfector, and a curling iron. These are non-negotiables, or I'd never be able to manage my hair. And some days, it's still a challenge. I only travel with 2 hair care products, but I also bring my preferred shampoo and conditioner, 6 months' worth. There are certain things you just can't risk not having. I also have a nice collection of makeup, 1 full bottle of sunscreen, razors, my preferred face wash, deodorant, and period products. Since most of these items can be purchased during travel, I at least start the trip with what I need for a month. But if I know my brand isn't available globally, like my deodorant, I pack 6 months' worth. The things I don't pack include soap, lotion, shaving cream. And that's kind of it. I'll buy them when I arrive, unless they're available at my hotel or Airbnb. The last of my items include a medicine bag with at least a week's worth of cold meds, cough drops, antacids, anti-diarrhea meds, my prescription meds, and pain relievers. If I use any of these during my trip, I replace them as soon as possible with at least another week's worth. I also pack earplugs, an eye mask, and my satin pillowcase. Unbelievably, I pack all of this into 1 very large checked bag, the biggest carry-on I'm allowed, and my quote-unquote personal item. It can feel overwhelming at times, but the pain of bringing the luggage to a new destination once a month is not as bad as not having options. As you can imagine, there is no room left. So when I purchase something new during my travels, that means something else has to go. That's the rule I set for myself. I also don't buy souvenirs. I may occasionally find a special gift to bring home, but since I don't have a home base, there's nowhere to bring things back to. So the experiences are captured in my memory and my iPhone. So that's everything. My life in my luggage. I go back to my storage unit twice a year and change out the things that I'll need for the next 6 months, and off I go again. The cool part is, once I go through the process of deciding what's coming with me, I don't need to decide again. I'm just repacking the same items every month without question, so that makes it a little bit easier. I no longer get stressed out about what to bring. I know if I totally screw up the outfits or clothes or forget something, I can always just go buy what I need. Except, of course, for shoes or tampons with applicators in Thailand. So, are you traumatized thinking about my packing list, or did you find this helpful? Let me know your thoughts over on Instagram at The Lux Life Abroad. I'd love to hear from you. And until next time, my friend, pack thoughtfully. See you next time. Thanks for listening and being a part of our Wanderlust at 35 Plus travel community. I hope you're feeling inspired and excited to start planning your next adventure. Be sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And if you enjoyed our travel chat, a 5-star rating and review goes a long way in helping other travel lovers to find us. My friend, this is the perfect time to write your own travel story. So whether you're a newbie, a seasoned explorer, or a solo traveler, now is the time to fulfill those travel dreams and start making memories. Until next time, remember, life is short, but the world is wide. Let's make every moment count. Safe travels, and I'll see you on the next episode of Wanderlust at 35 Plus.